This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 2979 for Thursday, the 2nd of January 2020. Today's show is entitled Bicycle Free Wheel Maintenance. It is hosted by John Culp and is about 8 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, I explain how to lube a bicycle free wheel.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hey everybody, this is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana. Boy, as soon as I started talking, a loud car just went by. In case you didn't hear that, this is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana, and in case you can't tell, I'm outside. This is going to be a quick episode. In fact, it only just occurred to me to record this episode. I just did a repair on my bicycle, and I thought, you know what, maybe this ought to be an HPR episode. So, here we are. I'm just going to walk through what I did, what the problem was, and then what I did. And maybe that will help somebody else out there fix this minor problem on their bicycle. It's a noisy day here. It's a gorgeous day, December 19th in South Louisiana. It's probably 55 degrees out here right now. It started out 32 or 0 Celsius, so it was cold this morning. But I noticed, I guess it was yesterday, I noticed that my bike was doing something that it shouldn't be, and is that the freewheel was messed up. The freewheel is the part on the rear wheel of a bicycle that allows you to coast. So when you're pedaling, the freewheel allows the chain to pull the wheel and make the bike go forward. But when you stop pedaling, or when you turn your pedals around backwards, the freewheel disengages and allows the wheel to spin freely. And what I noticed was that my freewheel was apparently all gummed up and not working right, because when I was just like walking my bike, I noticed that the pedals were going around. And when everything is correct, if you're just walking your bike along, the pedals should not move at all. But my pedals were going around as if someone were pedaling them, and so that was an indication that the freewheel needed some attention. Likewise, when I was riding the bike, the bike is still rideable, but it wasn't behaving quite right there either. So when I was riding my bike and then I started coasting, I noticed that the chain suddenly lost all tension and went slack, and it really ought to stay exactly the way it is. And so it's a very easy bit of maintenance to address this. Well, I mean, you could take the brute force approach and just replace the freewheel. And I considered ordering a new freewheel because they're not very much. My bike is a mid-80s Schwinn 10-speed. And I've done some upgrades on it. I've got new dual pivot caliper brakes on it. That's a significant upgrade. I bought the bike for $13 at Goodwill and then overhauled everything, because like when I bought it, everything was frozen up and it wouldn't even move. But I knew how to fix bikes, so I bought it and overhauled the hubs and the bottom bracket, put a new chain on it, put all new cables and cable housings, upgraded the brakes. I swapped out the original drop handlebars for a pair of BMX handlebars that I found on a bicycle that was in a neighbor's garbage heap. And so now I can sit up straighter on the bike. Anyway, it's a mid-80s Schwinn 10-speed, and so the freewheel is a 5-speed freewheel. So in other words, it's got 5 what do you can call them, gear thingies of different sizes. And then in the front, there are the chain. There, it's got two chain rings in the front. And so you can just get a new freewheel for maybe $10 to $15. It's not an expensive thing. But if you do that, you probably are also going to need to get a new chain because the chain and the freewheel sometimes work together in such a way that it stretches out the chain and then starts to misshape the freewheel. And so if you replace the freewheel and not the chain, then you're going to hear this awful sound like gravel inside of a hubcap or something. So anyway, the first thing to try is just lubricating it. And so that's what I did. I'm going to have a couple of pictures where I show how I've got the bike set up on its side. You need to put the bicycle on its side with the freewheel facing up. And it's not the easiest thing to do, except for I've got a couple of empty kitty litter containers, and I've got the bike sitting up on those. It needs to be on its side in such a way that you can spin the wheel, and it can just spin freely, because you need to have the wheel spinning while you start dropping chain oil inside a little groove between the interior of the freewheel and then its little housing there. I'm going to see if I can get a picture of the disposition of the chain oil container. The chain oil container probably has a long little like a little straw kind of thing that comes out the top. I need to get my phone out so I can take a picture. So you just start spinning the freewheel and then dropping chain oil down in that little groove as best you can. And once you get a bit of it in there, it ought to have freed it up. Okay, so I'm gonna put the chain thing right there and then take a picture. I think that's good. It's hard for me to do that. I've got the camera in one hand and the chain oil in the other. And so I did that and let the wheel spin for a bit, spin it both ways, counterclockwise and clockwise. And then when you spin it clockwise again, the pedals should stop moving. And they did. So my bike it's fixed, basically. So at least it's good until I decide I want to replace the freewheel and chain, which I might go ahead and do pretty soon. But this at least allows me to get a temporary fix where it can be in good working order in the immediate future. So I can take my time about getting the new parts and installing them. That's it. So that's how you fix a stuck, I don't know, it's not exactly a stuck freewheel because the bike was still rideable, but it wasn't moving right. If you find that when you walk your bike along, the pedals move of their own accord, that's probably the issue you're having. And it's very, very quick and easy to fix. Okay? That is it. Sorry, that went actually longer than I thought it ought to. In the future, you know what happens is I'm a professor and a historian. I just can't help talking and giving the history of things. So I was giving the history of my bicycle instead of just telling you what the problem was and telling how to fix it. Anyway, I hope you'll forgive me for that. Hope you enjoyed hearing about how to do this very quick and easy bicycle repair. And I will talk to you guys some other time, okay? Bye.
You've been listening to Hecker Public Radio at heckerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hecker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.